Welcome, everybody. This is Roger Bauer. I've got a special treat for you today. Today, I'm joined by a good friend, John Mazzara. John is a real estate professional in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and also does a lot of stuff to help his clients find financing and does a lot of interesting things from a marketing perspective. So we're going to chat with John today to see what all he's been up to and learn a few lessons. John, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Roger.
All right. Explain to our audience exactly what you do and how you got started.
Okay, you bet. I run three vertically integrated businesses. I'm a real estate broker with RE/MAX in Minnesota, and I also have a mortgage company that I run with my wife and a financial planning practice. So I do three things, and they kind of cross over and cross-pollinate. And I started back in 86 doing just the real estate and then expanded out from there. And so one of the things, one of the keys for me to my success has been to have the multiple streams of income and different lead generation sources from different sources. So diversification has been the key to longevity, if you will.
Yeah, I would imagine with real estate and the kind of hit that whole entire market took across the country, I'd imagine that being a little more diversified has probably served you pretty well, especially during those pitfall times, if you will.
It did, although you know what? It hit all three industries at the same time. Normally one might not be working and the other two are.
Right.
I had an 18-month period where all three weren't working so well.
Wow.
But still the diversification helped and helps bring it back quicker.
Right. I know you do a lot of different things with internet marketing and marketing in general. What advertising and marketing strategies and tactics have you tried over the last 3 to 5 years that have worked really well, and which ones have been just total duds?
Sure. Let me just digress for just a moment on how the importance of the internet really hit me between the eyes.
Okay.
I sold a number of condominiums as investments to clients in a project in Minneapolis, and we all agreed that we would collectively use our resources, meaning our time and our money, to advertise and market and share in that responsibility so we could magnify our efforts. So we each divided up a weekend and we each pitched into the cost. And we used things like the Star Tribune, which is the Minneapolis paper, the Pioneer Press, which is the St. Paul paper, the Minnesota Daily, which is the U of M paper. These condos are by the U of M, University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that worked the best was Craigslist.
Okay.
And so 7 of our 8 potential tenants actually came from Craigslist. One came from the Star Tribune, and that was because mom and dad read it. Otherwise, the ones where the actual end user, the student, came out of Craigslist. And so that was really the wake-up call that, if you want to do business with first-time buyers, which are in their 20s and 30s generally, you need to be where they are, and they're on the Internet.
Right.
So that was my commitment. At that point, I said, you know what, I need to learn this stuff. And so I embarked on improving my website and web presence and started attending Internet marketing conferences. And I was one of the few offline people. Many people at the conferences wanted to do online, sell books, tapes, and other informational products. And that wasn't my goal or focus. I wanted to be able to figure out how to market my business better.
Right.
On the net. And so that's what I did. And I started with websites, some of the pre-made templated ones, right out of the box. And then have moved on to doing those in addition to having my own created by myself and with the help of a friend. And we're doing individual sites and also blogs. Done some video marketing, done article writing and submission, done the directory registry, done just about, if it's doable, we did it. We did the social media stuff. We've done it all, trying to get out there and get backlinks and get exposure.
Right. And what would you say, just from an overall perspective, what has provided the best return, and what, if you had any advice for people, what would you steer them away from?
Sure. If I was a realtor, listening to this call, and I have not completed the ePro program from the Board of Realtors, I would do that ASAP. It's a $300 program. They often run a $50 discount or something. But that program will get them familiar with the net on what to do, and it actually gives little mini assignments. For example, Realtown, which is their blog platform, they make you go out and set up a blog and actually start blogging as part of the assignment.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know that I would have started my blog had I not been forced to do it to complete the classwork.
Right.
And now they've added and I have not taken this part yet, but they've added an add-on social media component. So people wanted more, and so they came out and developed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely look at the ePro certification, because I think the biggest thing stopping people is there's too much to do, and it's overwhelming, and it's like, well, how do you eat an elephant? Well, you got to take it one bite at a time. And so you got to start, get the basics underneath you, learn about it, and then take the baby steps and start doing. So I think that's the first thing I would do. And then after I did that, then I would start and I would develop a blog and a website so that I had two different platforms, two different IP addresses, two different URLs, those types of things.
Right.
And then from there, expand it with content and original content, preferably self-created. But I would make a commitment to a little bit each day. And I think that's, people start it and then they stop it. One of the easiest platforms to blog upon is ActiveRain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a featured agent in Edina, and so is my wife. We have two different ActiveRain blogs. We have one for the mortgage company, one for the real estate. And ActiveRain is heavily indexed quickly on Google. So if you want to get into Google quickly and not have to worry about a whole lot of search engine optimization other than your title and your keywords, ActiveRain is a quick shortcut, and you can network with other agents. I just gave a referral to a client moving up here. I'm helping them in the Twin Cities, moving from Georgia. And I found the agent that I selected to refer out to, back to Georgia, from ActiveRain. I read about her and learned about her profile, and I liked that she was on the same platform that I was. I think there's 180,000 agents on ActiveRain.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely look at creating a blog there. It's free. And it would be an adjunct to everything else they're doing, but it gives them a good place to practice.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you mentioned kind of overwhelm, overload, confusion. I hear that a lot from people. They'll call, and I got a call the other day from a lady, and her opening question was, "How can you help me?" And I thought, wow, that's not the most loaded question there is, because there, like you say, there is so much to do, so much to learn, that I'm getting more and more people calling saying, look, I just want to hire you to do it, because I know there's a lot to learn, I understand the value of it, but at the same time, they don't want to pay an arm and a leg. So some people are still caught up in that, I want to learn it for myself routine. What would you say to them from, you've done a lot of this stuff yourself. Would you recommend that people go down the path of learning to themselves, or find somebody that they trust and entrust them to do it for them?
I would say kind of a combination.
Okay.
I think they have to learn so they know what to ask the professional they're working with to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've used people like you, Roger, to help me on my site, and I think that's invaluable. So we can't know everything; we only know what we know. And putting two heads together, 1 + 1 = 3, many times. And if it doesn't, find yourself a new person to work with.
But right.
I think collaboratively, you can create more, and you should definitely work with somebody. But you have to know. You have to know what to tell them so they can do the best job for you, and then you can monitor and say, I need help, a little more help in this area, a little more in that. So that's what that ePro would do. That would give them a foundation of the net.
Mm-hmm.
and make them be committed to learning. I have agents that, everybody thinks it looks easy because, you make it look easy, if you're successful. But there's a lot of work to get there.
Right.
And I think people, you can't just pay somebody and have them do it and think that you're going to be on the top of the net. Unless you pay them an awful lot of money and they're doing an awful lot of work, you have to give them some guidance and direction.
Right.
But they have to have like anything, I utilize all sorts of different sources and I'm learning every day. And to try to learn it on your own through a book, you're never going to get it done. You need somebody like Roger to help you to ferret out what's working and what's not for other people in the marketplace and share that with you so that you don't, go down a rabbit hole and spend a lot of time on something that isn't working anymore.
Right. Now, notice you've done a lot with video, because in doing a couple of videos for you, which, by the way, I never mentioned that the videos we did, we got up to the front page for Minneapolis Lakefront Homes for a little while, but...
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, the videos don't have as much staying power as I would prefer, and I know that some of the people that hire me to do those for them prefer, but I think the short-term benefits of video are clear, and I think people are starting to understand that people want that. But what types of things have you done from a marketing perspective that your clients really liked and also that your prospects came to you and said, hey, could I get some more of that?
Well,
I know it's a little curveball I threw in there, but...
Pardon me?
No, it's a little curveball I threw in there, but I think that's something people want to hear.
I think I use... Well, this is a little bit off the topic of the Internet, but kind of related. I use OBO Virtual Tours for creating a virtual tour on all my properties, and I'm amazed when you pull up the listings available how many agents aren't. And from that OBO tour for $90, you get the guy to come out or gal, and you get professional photography. You get, you know, great photos. You get a video. You can they upload that video to YouTube. You can add links to it, other videos to that video. I mean, for $90, I think it's the best deal in the world because I use those pictures that I get from OBO. I use them for creating flyers at Postlets, at VFlyer, and then I take the video and I post that on Active Rain. I mean, I put it on Craigslist. So you get so much mileage out of that one creation product. And then, you know, for like using your services, Roger, to create ancillary videos, they would have the photo stock ready to go.
Right.
So they don't have to worry about taking crappy photos. They've got nice professional photos they could give to you, and then you could turn that into additional videos with additional keywords.
Right.
One of the things that OBO doesn't do is it's not keyworded well. So let's say I wanted to be Minneapolis real estate and I had a Minneapolis home. I could shoot those photos over to you. You could create, one of the videos like you created for me with that stuff, with those photos for that specific house.
Right. Yeah, so I'm kind of surprised that more real estate professionals and even mortgage professionals, not as much mortgage professionals, but especially the real estate professionals, because it's not that expensive to go out and get a pretty decent video camera, how they're not using video more to their advantage, because it does get indexed almost immediately because there's so much content going through YouTube and Vidler and Daily Motion and all the video sharing sites that I would have thought by now that real estate agents would go, wow, I thought the light bulb would be screwed in, and you've done a really good job of taking advantage of video, but there's quite a few real estate agents out there that I don't know whether they haven't gotten the message or they don't understand or fully comprehend the value of video or how quickly it does get indexed and that little short-term exposure you can get from a video. But to me, being in little old Louisville, Kentucky, if I wanted to move to Minneapolis, it would really benefit me to see a video walkthrough of a home with somebody walking around going, okay, here we are in the kitchen, here we are in the dining room, because I'm not going to be able to come up to Minneapolis for, you know, 2 weeks or whatever to look at homes. So looking at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 videos to weed it down to the 2 or 3 I really like seems like it would be a service that a lot of people would really go for. Are you finding the same thing? Or
yes, although, you know, I have a flip video, and I think that's the video camera. I have the nice video camera, but I have the flip, and the flip is the one I use. So the best video camera is the one you use.
Right.
And so I use that, and I bring it out in the listing, and I said, would you like me to do a video of you talking about your home to prospective buyers? And I have a couple in Northeast that did it, but a lot of people get, I'm going to say, camera shy.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, well, come on, I'll do it right now. No. But but I offer that because I try to add that as an adjunct to the OBO stuff. But no video. I think the average realtor is like 52 years old, and I'm 45. And you know my whole generation and the ones a little. I'm the last baby boomer, born in 64. But we missed in our schooling the computer. We're just outside of that. So it is. Then you have to go back and learn what you were never really taught in school, and the buyers of today are all into it, and so if you're not going to be where they are, you're going to be a dinosaur.
Right.
And I know if I hadn't committed to the net, I would, you know, learning it and exposing myself to it, my business would have been 50% less last year.
Wow.
So it's absolutely something you have to do if you want longevity in the industry.
Right. Okay, now it's time to do a little shameless self-promotion here for some of my stuff, but before you cross paths with me, describe your knowledge of SEO and your initial thoughts when you first came across me and some of the stuff that I was doing, because I know a lot of people out there are skeptical, they're apprehensive, they want to see more and more proof, things like that, and I know you've really launched yourself into the whole search engine ninja, which was, it's been called 3 or 4 other things, but you've gotten yourself really into that, and I know you purchased an e-book for one of your assistants and so forth. So kind of describe that whole process, and please don't sugarcoat it. Just tell people exactly your thoughts everything else from kind of day one.
Sure, you betcha. I had originally come across Roger. He had emailed something to realtors, and I took him up on it, and I purchased his first book and then his second book, and he absolutely has an extensive knowledge of everything that needs to be done. And like I said, there's a lot of work that does need to be done, but he absolutely knows how to do it. And so I would go through his book, and then I would take what I knew and what he added, and then I would do some additional things based on what he had. But he's got a comprehensive understanding of what needs to be done from A to Z. So, you know, the question I would put back to the audience is, you know, trying to figure it out on your own, you're going to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, like I did, going to the internet conferences and taking a lot more time. Or you could hire Roger, get his book, work with him, get his information, and together you guys can customize what needs to be done. And he might have assignments for you. He does in his book, you know, things that need to be done. If you don't want to do them, I'm sure Roger could do them for you and end up paying for it, of course. But he's collaborative. You know, he's not pushy. You know, he wants to see you succeed. So it's not set it and forget it, and you're wondering, well, who's Roger? He's available and helpful and wants to see you succeed. So from that standpoint, I think he's one of the best consultants that you'll find, because he doesn't leave you hanging. It's up to you if you want to actually implement the stuff or hire him to do it or some collaborative effort.
Well, I'm really going to have to send you a nice nice bonus check for that one, John. That was great.
No, just keep doing the wonderful stuff you do for me. No money accepted.
Okay, now, in all seriousness, how long did it take for you to start seeing results with your website and your business from all of the different things that you've done? Because, I mean, we've talked about a lot of different things today. And
yeah, there's a couple of guys that I'm still trying to figure out what they're doing on the net. So there's a couple of guys I'm going to say I fight with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them. They don't know me, but we each see each other because we fight for the positions on the internet.
Right.
And so I'm kind of I'm not that competitive, but I'm competitive. And when you see somebody beating you and you're trying to always outsmart each other, it's interesting. So that will happen. I think if people really get into this, they'll identify maybe 10 people that they see regularly, and then they need to start copying what they're doing because it's working.
Mm-hmm.
But how long did it take? I'm sorry, I digressed there. How long did it take? I came out of nowhere, I mean, with a crappy site from Realtor.com, which I wouldn't recommend anybody get.
Right.
That's where I started, to doing an independent site. Now, one of my hub sites is with iHouse, and I think they have a nice platform. There are others, and you can do it independently. But I would say it took a couple of months, although some things like video, I was one of the first to do video, and because there was less competition, I got found quickly for that. Same with blog content. A lot of people will start a blog and then drop the blog because it's work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get found, like I had mentioned, ActiveRain, you get indexed quickly on Google, on Realtown, which is the platform through the ePro class, you get indexed very quickly on Yahoo. So if you're maintaining both blogs, you actually have both engines indexing you fairly quickly. But like you had mentioned, Roger, you know, it has a shelf life. Your blog post doesn't stay to the top of the searches. It shows up like a video, and then, you know, a couple weeks later it drops down. So
mm-hmm.
you have to constantly be doing it. But I would say it took a few months.
Right.
You know, you're not going to do it today and see results tomorrow, because you have to build it, the engine has to find it, then they have to index it, and then you have to add backlinks and continue the work upon it to stand out. But the real estate market, I think, is very competitive. But if you were to use any of this knowledge in another offline business, maybe promoting another business that you have, and using the secrets that you're learning from the real estate business,
mm-hmm.
which is very competitive, you aren't going to have a whole lot of competition, and you can zoom.
Yeah. I've told a lot of people that, I mean, real estate is not only cutthroat offline, it is online, because just like you say, you might see 10 different people that you didn't even know existed online. So that becomes kind of your common enemy is
yep.
these 10 people, even though it's, you know, it's in a competitive, not necessarily a I hate this person type way.
Mm-hmm.
It's all professional. But at the same time, I mean, you see a totally different set of people on Google, on Yahoo, on Bing that maybe you didn't even know existed. So now you've got different targets, but you've still got your offline targets that, you know, the people that are spending a ton of money on those little booklets that they send around to neighborhoods, the expensive neighborhoods, or the calendars, or they do the public transportation buses, the taxis and things of that. You know who's spending a lot of money on the stuff, but then you know the people that are successful online, and they're usually not the same people because the search engines don't know and don't really care that, you know, Susie's over here spending $10,000 a month on bus ads and television, you know, ads or whatever. They don't, search engines don't care, so that's, I always tell people, don't get caught up in the fact that somebody else is spending a lot of money on traditional advertising, because your competition online is going to be drastically different from those people. So that's one of the quick lessons to learn. But let's back up a little bit. Have you seen significantly more website traffic since you started doing some SEO-type stuff and doing a lot of your video and
online? Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
And I assume that that's helped you increase sales?
Yes.
Okay. Do you also feel as though when somebody finds you through, say, Google, they see you on the front page or maybe even the second page or whatever, do you think that adds more credibility within your market because you do have that higher search ranking?
I would say yes.
Yeah. Okay. Before we close out here, let's talk about, do you have any one piece of advice or maybe two pieces of advice that you would give fellow small business owners, whether they're in real estate or not, about internet marketing? I mean, what would you tell them?
Well, I stopped advertising in the yellow pages. That was $700 a month.
Mm-hmm.
My financial business, I just stopped because that's old school. It wasn't generating the leads, you know, that I expected for that kind of dough. Taking instead and switched that over to pay-per-click and generating a ton of leads, a lot more leads than I would have ever generated from the yellow pages. So I think one of the things that people should do is acknowledge that just like the newspaper is dying, old school advertising is dying, the buyers, all buyers for all services are going to the internet to do the research. I think there's something that 83% or something like that, it's 80-something percent, buyers go to the internet to do their home search to begin. So if you want your shot at 83% of the people before they're hooked up with somebody, you need to be on the net. You need to have your presence there. And, I mean, I can't tell you the last time I went to the yellow pages. I don't go there. I go to the internet and I do a keyword search, and you know, like restaurants Minneapolis or whatever. I go there to find what I'm looking for. And I would say if people really need to get with it, or they're not going to have a business. It's that critical.
Right.
And using somebody that knows what to do, especially if they don't want to spend the time, if they're too busy working on their business, or you know, to work, too busy doing transactions to worry about trying to carve out the hours or two they need to hire you, Roger, to go ahead and shortcut that for them, and then to set up a program. You know, I'll do this and you do that, or I'll do the whole thing and this is what it'll cost. But it's not going to cost them any more. I mean, if they're spending money right now doing advertising, on traditional advertising, the biggest question I would ask them is, how's that working for you?
Right.
And I think I already know the answer. The answer is going to be, if they're honest, well, not so good. It's probably dropped off over the course of, you know, time. So then I would say, well, if you have those dollars to commit before you have to shut your doors, give me a shot, and let's see what we can do on trying some alternative marketing, i.e. the internet. And it can be a combination of the websites, the SEO, the videos, the pay-per-click campaign. It can be any and all of the above in different parts of it. But they need to switch over because that is the future.
Right, and to dovetail into that, I know for overall markets, it's greater. It's probably that same 83%. Internet users look on search engines to find info on the products or services they want to buy. So it's not just 83% for real estate necessarily. I mean, that's just any product or service in general. And I tell people, you've got almost 8 billion searches a month through Google. Somebody's got to be looking for something somewhat related to what you do. I mean, it's just the sheer numbers dictate that somebody out there is looking for your stuff, whether, you know, no matter how obscure it is or how long tail it is or whatever, somebody's looking for your stuff. I mean, there's just too many searches, there's too many people, there's too much activity going on online. And a little funny anecdote to that is the only people that use the yellow pages anymore are people like me that are looking for prospects like you to pitch the business to, because that's one of the first places I go. It's like, all right, let's see who's spending money on yellow pages ads, because these are prime candidates because they're stuck in yesteryear. Let me go approach them and say, hey, I got something that might work a little better for you than this yellow pages ad. And it's funny because I've got a neighbor that He runs a plumbing company, and I said to him one day, I said, you know, why don't we talk marketing? He said, oh, I got a Yellow Pages ad that generates more than enough business. And I kind of laughed, and he said, well, are you looking down at me? I said, well, you know, there's better places to spend your money, but if that's working for you, then go for it, you know. But
sure.
I think that's excellent advice that you give people is a lot of people get caught up in that whole, let me do what's worked for others. So they do the monkey see, monkey do marketing, and they stop paying attention to see, okay, if I'm following, let's say, if I'm following John, and John's doing Yellow Pages ads, so Yellow Pages ads must work. So I continue to do that, even though John jumps ship and goes to the internet. I'm still doing the Yellow Pages ad because in the back of my head, it's like, well, John was doing it. He's successful. And you start losing track of where the people go that you initially followed. So then you get caught up in that whole downward spiral of mimicking people that maybe aren't successful necessarily, but you think since they're doing it that it must work because they're spending money on it, and then you go down the totally wrong path. Next thing you know, you're out of business.
Exactly.
So that's all right. So one last thing: how can people find out more about you?
Well, if they'd like to go to my websites, I'll give you three that I have that I maintain as my hubs. The first one is Minneapolis, MinneapoLis. St. Paul, and that's STPAUL, Holmes, HOMES.com. So Minneapolis, St. Paul, Holmes.com. That's my hub real estate site. And then I have a mortgage site at Venture, VENTURE, Loan, LOAN, APP.com. And that's my mortgage site. And then I have my financial planning site, which is investments.mn, and that's MN as in the state of Minnesota. Although it's not, it's actually the country of Mongolia. That's a whole other topic. Using TLDs or top level domains from specific countries that are, you know, branded, so to speak, to a country, but can be used for a state. And there's
right.
about six of them.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and that's something that's a little caveat to this whole conversation. Is I noticed that you did that, and that got me to thinking. You know, that makes a lot of sense because. You know, people aren't going to think Mongolia. They're going to think Minnesota.
Exactly.
And I've seen some other ones that are the same way, and I've seen people follow that same strategy. How is that working?
Well, you know, because people aren't trained to know that there's a .mn, they oftentimes will type in MN. So what I would say is if you're going to use that, well, I would do two things. I would actually, like I have investmentsmn.com, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I have that. So when people type in investments, they don't get screwed up. I mean, if they think they heard the MN but don't know to put the MN at the back,
right.
They can still do it the other way and end up on my site. I've got it forwarded.
Excellent.
So I think if you're going to brand on something, make sure you get it in the .com world as well, with it being added to the back end of it so that people that don't remember it will go in and do that correctly and still end up on your site.
There's an excellent tip that people can take to the bank because that's really good stuff, and that's they get that for free today for listening in on our conversation.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let me give them the spot where they can go check out all the. This is a secret too. It's idotz.net, and that's the company that you can buy. I don't know, 150 different top level domains. So I'm not aware of there being one ending in KY, but there is an LA and SC.
Right.
You know, some other ones that you could find. So if some of your listeners are in some of those other states, they could go there. And so IDOTS has been real good to work with. I've had them as one of the people that I buy domains from.
And how much do they charge for a domain?
The MNs are about $50. It varies by state.
Okay.
By country or TLD. Each one has their own charge.
Okay.
So the vanity ones, if you will, are about $50 using the ones that I'm using. But you can get, I think, the regular .coms. They're, you know, $7, $9. The other, if they're going to start buying domains and have you build websites and things, Roger, for them, one of the ones that I like is 1&1, and you could send them, I'm sure, a link that they could purchase, you know, some of those names through you. But that's been one that I've really enjoyed working with.
Right.
I don't like GoDaddy, and I don't like, and it's just personal, but I don't like GoDaddy necessarily or Registrar.com.
Right.
Network Solutions. Those are all. I think they charge you more than is necessary.
Yeah, I recommend people stay away from GoDaddy for completely other reasons, and that's more or less because I do a lot of email marketing, and somebody along the way, even if they did opt in for a report or something else, is going to make a spam complaint. You get enough of those, GoDaddy's going to shut you down and then end up charging you $125 to reinstate you. And if you've got a bunch of domains registered through them, well, guess what? All of them go down at once. And I've had that happen before, so it's not a fun experience, and I recommend people stay away from that. I usually use Namecheap or Enom. So there's some domain registrars that people can use that work just as well. And then you got your iDots. That's good sage advice.
Well, great.
All right. Well, John, I really appreciate the conversation today, and I think you've shared a lot with the listeners that they can take to the bank, so to speak, and also learn from your experience, which is always a good thing.
Yep, happy to do it, and I recommend Roger wholeheartedly, and you can call me if anybody wants to call and ask me a question. You know, offline, you certainly can do that, and I would give Roger a thumbs up. So,
John, I definitely appreciate it, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, very good. Have a good day.
All right, bye. Thanks.